After what seems like a lifetime wearing Stars jerseys in Minnesota and Dallas, Mike Modano has signed with the dirty, rotten, stinking Detroit Red Wings. Is it Michael Jordan in a Wizards uniform? Or is it Ray Bourque wearing an Avs jersey? Well, let's talk about that. I'm Jason Carrillo.
And I'm Chris Withers.
And we are Pucked in the Head. So, Chris, once again, we're in the great outdoors.
Yes, it's a beautiful day.
Another beautiful day.
It's been too stinking hot, quite frankly.
You think so?
I'm going to complain about the weather because I am a good Vancouver citizen.
I'm sorry, I have no respect or time for people like you.
And yet here we are.
That's true. Damn. Damn. You know, Chris, people spend thousands of dollars to go spend time on a beach in exactly this weather. I say, let's just put up a palapa here in the park and drink some rum drinks and enjoy the crows. And yeah, it's a good time.
On the other hand, you apparently have to pay someone seven figures to go to Detroit.
So what you're saying is you want to stay on topic?
Yes.
All right. Mike Modano, I don't like it. I like Mike Modano.
I like him. You know what?
He's got great teeth.
I was kind of hoping you would like it so that we could take opposing viewpoints, but I hate it.
I don't like a player leaving the city or team which made him or her great. It bugs me to no end.
And yet, Ray Bourque is one of your favorite players, if not your favorite, and you approve, I think, of
now,
what he did.
Raymond Bourque was my favorite player for all of his tenure in Boston for years and years and years. My favorite player, hands down. Sorry, Mr. Linden. Trevor Linden, you're a great guy, but Ray Bourque, favorite player. When he went to the Avalanche, I was heartbroken, to be honest. I didn't like seeing him in an Avs jersey.
Well, they're terrible jerseys.
They're awful jerseys, but I didn't like seeing him play there. I was happy to see him get a cup, but it was wrong. It felt wrong to see him wearing another jersey.
You still feel that way?
I still feel that way. To this day, I have a couple of photographs of Mr. Bourque framed, and they are both in Bruins jerseys.
Now, the difference, the key difference between Ray Bourque and Mike Modano is that Mike Modano has some jewelry on his finger already. He's won a Stanley Cup.
He has won a Stanley Cup, where Ray Bourque, at the tail end of his career, knew that Boston did not have a chance, wanted to get that one elusive ring before he retired, and he got it. Mike Modano has said he wants to win again.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting to win again, but at this point in your career, where you're not really contributing to the team, at least on the scale of what he's done in the past.
And let's get some background for people who don't know. Mr. Modano, Mike Modano, was drafted number one overall in 1988 by the Minnesota North Stars.
Right ahead of Trevor Linden, actually.
One ahead of Trevor Linden, who was drafted number two overall and came to Vancouver, of course. Born in Livonia, Michigan in 1970. Spent an eternity playing for bad teams in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Although he did contribute mightily. He got 93 points in the 92-93 season. Yeah. 33 goals, 60 assists. 60 assists, nothing to scoff at.
That was the year they went to the Cup.
I believe that was the year that Pittsburgh embarrassed them in the final.
Yeah, that's the famous clip where Lemieux dances through the defenseman.
Following year, Minnesota moves to Dallas. And the following year, he puts up 93 points again. Identical point totals. However, this time, he gets the magical mark. He scores 50 goals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is a guy who can put the puck in the net. He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
He was also a member of the U.S. World Cup of Hockey winning team. Surprised Canada in the final. And won around that time as well. I believe it was 92, 93, somewhere in there. I don't have that in front of me. He won a cup in 1999. Controversial goal, Brett Hull. Had his skate in the crease.
When the NHL suddenly decided to waive their rule book.
Similar to the Kovalchuk deal, but we won't get back into that. Last year, we saw he only played 59 games, 30 points, 14 goals, 16 assists on a not very good Dallas team.
His production totals have been going downhill since 93-94.
Which is not surprising. I mean, the guy is...
He peaked a little early.
He was born in 1970, so he's 40 years old, my friend. He's 40 years old. I mean, should he be scoring 90 points, do you think?
Well, of course not. Not at this point in his career.
So, do you think that Mike Ilitch has made a bad decision in bringing Mike Modano to the Red Wings?
No. I think Mike Modano has made a bad decision in going to the Red Wings.
Do you think this sullies his career?
I think that's the only reason that it's a bad decision. I think the guy can still play. You know, for that amount of money and the presence in the dressing room that I'm sure he brings, $1 to $1.5 million, which I think is what he's making, mm-hmm. is not a bad deal at all on either side.
Well, I mean, you've got the 23rd overall scorer in NHL history now in your dressing room.
Yeah.
You've got 557 NHL goals.
Yeah.
Sitting on the bench.
The top American scorer of all time.
Like, well over 1,000 games in this man's league.
Like I said, I don't have a problem with it from the Red Wings' perspective. It's a great move by them. Dallas has done a pretty good job. Of all of the Sun Belt teams, they've been one of the better ones at establishing the game of hockey.
Hmm.
They run academies down there. They have good programs, good connections to their fans. They sell out a lot of games. Now, the face of that franchise, ever since they moved there, has sold them out.
So, Mike Modano goes to the Red Wings. Marty Turco goes to the Hawks. Is the Central Division where Dallas Stars go to die?
Apparently it is.
Okay, so basically we've got a guy who's only 3 goals behind Guy Lafleur. He's going to eclipse Guy Lafleur in NHL career scoring in a Red Wings jersey.
Yeah. And
it's like Mark Messier scoring his 600th career goal
with the Canucks. Yeah.
It's like Matt Sundin scoring his last goals in Vancouver. Ray Bourque winning his cup in Colorado.
I'll disagree with you on Sundin because he thought he was coming to a contender. A lot of people were picking the Canucks preseason. Luongo, good defensive core, and then he shows up and a lot of people thought, hey, this is the piece. This is the piece that's going to put the Canucks over.
Okay.
All right. So and Sundin didn't have a cup. He was coming here for the sole purpose of winning, of capping his career with a Stanley Cup, and I don't have a problem with that.
And so do you have a problem then with Mike Modano wanting to cap his career with another cup? He's going for a second cup. Do you think that Shaq slutting himself around the NBA from team to team? I mean, now he signed in Boston, the Celtics. I mean, is this just whoring on his part?
Yes.
And is that a bad thing?
Shaq hasn't been the face of a franchise for quite some time.
Well, neither has Mike Modano.
Of course he has. Mike Modano has been the most recognizable Dallas Star since their inception, since they moved from Minnesota.
Okay, but he was not the star of the team last year.
They were a pretty bad team. I think
they were a bad team. I think that's 30 points. Shaq is a star anywhere he goes. He is recognizable around the world. He is automatically the most recognizable guy on any team he signs with.
I disagree, but okay.
You think that in Boston, Shaq walks down the street and people say, hey, who's that?
You think they say that about Kevin Garnett? No.
Well, maybe in opposing cities.
That's debatable.
Non-basketball fans who Shaq is.
Yeah, all right. How did we get onto this topic? We were talking about Modano.
Okay, the New York Rangers regularly sign players who are over the hill for a lot of money.
Yeah.
This is not that situation. Modano is not signing for scads of money. He probably would have preferred to stay with the Dallas organization, but they didn't give him an offer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing devil's advocate here because I don't like it. But who are we to say Mike Modano shouldn't play there? Why does it bother us so much? Why did it bother us that Michael Jordan wore a Wizards jersey?
We are all but anonymous podcasters on the internet. That's who we are. That is what gives us the right to disagree, as long as people listen to us.
But even just as sports fans, why do you think it bothers us so much? Why did it bother so many people when Johnny Damon put on Yankees pinstripes?
Because people really appreciate loyalty.
Is there such a thing anymore?
Well, Modano went to the Red Wings, so maybe not.
Other than Modano, because Modano was usually one of the guys we counted on in this, how many players have spent their entire career with one team? Major players who spent a significant amount of time with one team. We've got Nick Lidstrom in Detroit.
Of their own volition?
Marty Brodeur in New Jersey.
Yeah. Doan.
Shane Doan with Winnipeg Jets and Phoenix Coyotes.
And then the list grows thin.
What about in other sports? What do we have for Like, we have Ichiro has played his entire career with the Seattle Mariners. Yeah. Don't know if that's going to stay true. Who else do we have that are, you know, superstars who spend their entire career? Derek Jeter with the Yankees.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of the people that move, a lot of the reason for this is because they get traded. You know, mm-hmm. there's a significant number of athletes who would probably choose to stay if the decision were up to them.
But Trevor Linden wouldn't have left on his own volition.
No.
Right? And he preferred to retire rather than take an offer. He had offers on the table when Mike Gillis didn't make an offer.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm done. He wanted to retire a Canuck. I mean, is it so wrong to want a franchise player?
You mean from the Red Wings' perspective?
No, from a fan's perspective, to want a guy to stay in one city. A lot of people are just saying, hey, Modena wants to play another year, and Dallas didn't offer him anything. Let him play. He wants to play. Let him play.
That's the only redeeming aspect of this, is that Dallas chose to go a different way, and they offered him peanuts, if anything.
I don't think they gave him an offer.
If I were Mike Modena, I would have a lot of money, I would have a lot of fame, and I would be respected by a great many people in both Minnesota and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I would protect that by walking away.
He was born in Michigan, probably grew up watching the Detroit Red Wings and dreaming of putting on that jersey. Probably owned a Red Wing jersey as a boy.
And I still have a problem with it.
Do you think that he, even as a rich, respected, revered, in some cases, athlete, shouldn't have the opportunity to live out a boyhood dream and play for his hometown hockey team before he retires?
I don't think he should have done it. Of course, he's got that opportunity. He took that opportunity, but I don't think he should have.
All right.
I think he looks like a sellout now.
But he didn't sell out for money, though. You know, it's the same argument I heard with LeBron James going down to play with the Heat. Everybody gave him hell for it. And the fact is, he didn't do it for money. The Cavs in Cleveland offered him more money to stay in Cleveland, and he thought he would have more fun playing with a couple of his friends in Miami, and they could win championships together, and he did it for less money. How is that selling out? Mike Modena came to Detroit, probably could have made more money elsewhere. Probably could make more money not playing hockey
I'm going to say something that may or may not make sense. There is more to selling out than just the money.
Selling out to a boyhood dream?
Eh, not worth it.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
Hmm. So you're saying if Gabriella Sabatini offers herself to me on the street, I should not throw my marriage away for that?
I don't know. What do you think?
Actually, I think that kind of works in your favor, that one, yeah. But that, Gabriella, if you're out there, call me.
That is one of the most unusual fantasies I've ever heard.
Gabriella Sabatini?
Gabriella Sabatini, really?
Ooh, she was hot stuff, my friend. You weren't watching women's tennis in the 80s, obviously.
I was. Had a thing for Jennifer Capriati before she started injecting heroin, but...
Wow. Wow. All right. Once again, Gabriella, if you're out there, call me. I'm listed.
And Jennifer, by all means, if you're clean. Well, Jason, it's been a pleasure.
Chris, it has been fun as always. This has been Pucked in the Head, episode number 10. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back soon. Ta-ta. Someone couch in the lane, I heard the drunken voices dragging on some old refrain. But I'm climbing back on the train. I can explain if you'll just let me speak plain. I've got to sit and wait for my mouth to catch up to my brain. Time is spinning clockwise down the drain. Come back to me soon, I'll soon be out of range. I'm feeling able as Cain. I only take these for pain. Broke out of rehab just like Ahab in that book by Mark Twain. Don't you worry, I'll see you back here again. I don't mean to complain, but it's familiar terrain. I'm firing melon balls and cannons on
Jennifer Capriati before she started injecting heroin, but...
Wow. Wow. The preceding podcast has been a production of BuckedInTheHead.com. Any and all reproduction, with or without authorization, is strictly for nerds.